Joe Fisher, if he were there, he would be even par, I'm sure.
It would be 13 over after three.
You ever gone over there, Joe?
I never have. I really, that's one of the things I want to do. I've had, you know,
let's go next year. Let's plan it.
I'd love to do it. I'd love to get about, you know, a group of about 12 and go over and, you know, have it organized and go play a number of those courses. Our good friend Wes Durham did it a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to him before he was heading over. He was going to Ireland to play, and so I've talked to him a little bit about that experience, and said he played in 65-mile-an-hour winds one day. So
we should get Vandy to pay for it.
Oh, heck yeah. I don't think there's any
over
question.
On the Ingram jet or something?
Sure. I don't think there's any question we can work that out.
I'll call Aunt Martha. She'll have us on the jet.
Come on, Martha.
We'll head on over there.
As soon as you can.
Share the wealth,
that.
Please.
Gromos has been over there too, hasn't he?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, let's talk about Vanderbilt football for a moment. Can you talk about the transfer they got from Connecticut?
Yes, he is in school.
Terrence Jeffers is his name.
Terrence Jeffers, who was a wide receiver for UConn for the last couple of years. He's from Atlanta. He was someone that Vanderbilt recruited out of high school, went after very hard then. He had, at that time, chose to go to UConn. He had 44 receptions last season. He is going to sit out this year as a transfer. He'll be eligible, have 2 years remaining starting next year. And you know, obviously, when you look at the wide receiver core, you know, there are places there to be filled, not just this year, but next year, because you lose a George Smith and a Sean Walker off this year's club. So this is a guy that they're going to look to come in right away and be ready in 2009. 6'2", 200, good speed, strength, and they think he's the real deal. So they're really looking forward to having him as an addition. He can practice with the team this year. He just can't participate in any games. But they're really glad to have him on the club.
And that's a pretty significant addition, because Connecticut's been pretty good the last couple of years.
They were 9-4 last year, as a matter of fact, and Big East Conference co-champions. So and played in the bowl game. So and he was a big part of their offense. So they're really, really glad to have him here.
You mentioned Sean Walker. What are they expecting out of him this year, a guy who's shown flashes of really being a terrific player and good receiver?
Well, I think they're just going to have to rely on him a little more on a more consistent basis. He made some big catches. Remember the big catches he made in the win over Georgia?
Uh-huh.
And he's come up big on some certain occasions. He's a really tough, tough receiver. He'll go over the middle. He'll make the tough catch. And they're going to have to count on him more this year to sort of help share the load. I talked to George Smith a little bit yesterday, and you can kind of see that gleam in his eye. He knows, you know, he knows they're really counting heavily on him to step up and be the number one guy this year on this receiver core. And he seems to be ready for that opportunity. But, yeah, no, you're right. Sean is going to have to be a very big part of the offense.
How about not wasting the tight end position and giving the quarterbacks another target? You would think that would be a no-brainer. But it seems like that Vandy just never utilizes the tight end.
You know, I guess you'd have to go back to maybe Dustin Dunning.
Yeah.
Frank is a guy that they threw to, you know, quite a bit. Probably had the best hands overall on the team, along with Earl. And I guess so much of it is predicated on what type of offense you're going to run. If you need him, my concern, and maybe not concern is the right word, but if you're going to have an all-new offensive line with some new faces, I can see that tight end being utilized a little more in max protection. I don't know. But that's certainly – I tell Ted Kaine every time I see him that I've talked to you, and that you tell him that he needs to throw to the tight end more. So he's listening.
All right. More catching, less blocking.
Yes.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, let's congratulate Casey Weathers, too, by the way.
That's right.
Casey made the U.S. Olympic baseball team. He's in the Colorado organization, of course, had that great senior year with Vanderbilt. So he will be in Beijing. I'm really looking forward to that.
Joe, talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Joe.